what day it was when you walked into the room. I said hello unnoticed. You said goodbye too soon. Breezing through the clientele, spinning yarns that were so lyrical. I really must confess right here, the attraction was purely physical. I took all those habits of yours that in the beginning were hard to accept. Your fashion sales, beards, lip prints, I put down to experience. The big bosom lady with a Dutch accent who tried to change my point of view. Her ad-lib lines were well rehearsed, but my heart cried out for you. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You be my breath, should I grow old. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. My love for you is immeasurable. My respect for you, immense. You're ageless, timeless, lace and fineness, your beauty and elegance. You're a rhapsody, a comedy, you're a symphony and a play. You're every love song ever written, but honey, what do you see? Schoolboy's dream. You're Celtic United, but baby, I've decided you're the best team I've ever seen. And there have been many affairs, and many times I've thought to leave, but I bite my lip and turn around, 'cause you're the warmest thing I've ever found.
You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You be my breath, should I groan. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You be my breath, should I groan. You are my lover,
WMFO Medford. This is the Dead Letter Office, and I'm Jimmy Lincoln.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my head. You came along and stole my heart when you entered my life. Ooh, babe, you got what it takes, so I made you my wife. Since then, I never looked back.
Upon the wall, it hides a night. I've been
look around you. Look up here. Take time to make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you. A long time ago I had a lady to love. She made me think of things I never thought of. Now she's gone and I'm on my own. A love song has come into my mind. A love song that was there all the time. So lady, let me take a look at you now. You're there on the dance floor making me want you song. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
WMFO Medford 91.5. Thank you, Montel, for that. You're listening to the Dead Letter Office, and I'm your host, Jimmy Lincoln Logs. And, yeah, we've gone back to the past. We're totally on the 70s train today, and the beginning of the show actually kicked it off to my wife of 20 years. Her favorite, of course, is Rod Stewart, and, of course, I had to play You're in My Heart. That was followed up by the Climax Blues Band, I Love You, and then, of course, Ozark Mountain Daredevils with Jackie Blue. Then we had the Brothers Johnson with Strawberry Letter 23, 10cc, They're Not in Love. Gary Wright, the Dreamweaver himself. And then, of course, we had the Little River Band with Lady. So, anyway, it's a great, great Sunday afternoon here, both in here and outside. So, I'll continue to play more. A shout out to Bobby the Mailman, hoping he's recovering fine from his procedure. And I know that a lot of other folks have a bunch of things going on, which we can try and catch up on in a little bit. And I have to say, it's actually good to be back here. The station is up and fully functional, so I'm glad to see that we have folks that are streaming, which is always a fun thing to do if you are not within the area, because I think the tower has the strength of a mighty light bulb. But just the same, it's a lot of fun doing what we can doing here. Right, you know, rather than continue to move on and just talk about nothing in general, let's let the music do the talking instead. So we're kicking off. We'll probably pick it up a little bit with Dr. Hook, and he too wishes he were on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills that give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
I got a freaky old lady named my Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Hey, I know how. Up. Rock and roll.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies. We'll do anything we say. Genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face
on the cover?
Five copies for my mother.
passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah. The man in the back said, everyone attack. And it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna want you. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
There's nothing left of you.
And the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hand to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's mother. She can kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah, it was electric. So frightfully hectic. And the band started leaving. Cause they all stopped breathing.
Thank you.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to the Dead Letter Office, and that was Simon Cowell. Who knew he would do PSAs for us? Good for us. Actually, and on that tip, why don't we continue on with grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. Really? But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on the porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're just being a concerned citizen. This is a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, of course, as obvious, you've sort of garnered by now, we are clearly doing 70s stuff today. Part of it in honor of my wife of 20 years, and partly because I just felt like it. And, you know, I think every once in a while it's nice to see if we can do the balance between fine wine and fine cheese. So we'll kick off all the songs that we actually went through. So started it all off with a shout out to my brother and Dr. Hook, cover of the Rolling Stone, because we were inundated with that kind of music as kids, and anyway, we were too stupid to know any better back then, so there you go. Then, of course,